Lambo, bringing you all your favorite hits on Power 98.7.
So I'm in studio with Didi Kuno, like I said a little bit earlier on. If you're joining us right now, it's Power 98.7. This is what we do each and every Friday. We have really cool people hang out with us.
Wow,
it's
I'm
such
so...
such an honor and a privilege to have the cool thespian.
Wow. She's cool? Really?
Absolutely
wow.
Cool. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm tired because I had a long day on set and it's hot.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, what are we going to do in December? Because, guys,
it's really hot.
I'm sweating.
So,
but, yeah.
So, you've been on set the whole day. What time is call time for the throne?
Okay, usually it's like 5:30.
In the morning. And you're there till?
And you're there probably, if you have a night scene, you're there till the night, like around 7 or 6 or something.
Acting is not a pretty job.
Guys, everyone has this misconception. I was just telling a friend yesterday, everyone has this idea that you just waltz onto the set or onto a stage and you just say the lines and you just shine, you know, as if the shine doesn't involve a lot of work, a lot of practice, a lot of rehearsal, a lot of sweat, pain, tears, a lot of rejection, and then moments of breakthroughs. So it's a lot. It's not easy. It's not easy.
And I mean, you're used to it by now because you've been on stage a lot, so you're a stage girl. How much TV do you get to do?
You know, funny enough, I feel like I've done more TV than stage. Yeah. And I'm talking like formal stage productions. I mean, before, like any other actor who's on the come up, I started with, you know, children's theater, community theater. But I love community theater in any case because I feel like in that way I connect with the public more.
Yes.
And it feels like you know, there's a direct...
You get the response now.
Yes, I get the response immediately. And I feel like I'm having a bit more of a stronger impact.
Yeah, and a personal personal connection with the people that are watching you right there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
TV and stage are so interesting because, I mean, the medium is acting, but... the forms are so completely different. With TV, for an actor, it's not really the actor's medium because you walk on there, you do the work, and there's still a lot of layers of process that that take place. Like your work gets edited and then it gets, you know, certain scenes get accepted and others may not, you know, become, get to, you know, being aired. With stage, you get there, fine, you've rehearsed and you're like prepared and everything, but you have to deal and work with an audience's
reception. Which one is
reception. Harder? Both of them are not easy. I always had this misconception again that TV is a little bit easier because with stage, like it's real time.
Yeah, and live.
It's live, but then you have to use the same focus on a set. You know, you have to concentrate as well because people, you know, the whole set and the whole production is on a schedule, so you don't have the luxury of like, go, you know, relaxing on one scene
on
throughout the whole day. It's on the go, on the run. Yeah.
You have to be fit. You can't do it if you're not fit. And you're
mentally
not taking care
fit,
of yourself.
Spiritually fit, emotionally fit. And the reason why I say spiritually is because, I mean, you have to be so connected with your character and you have to allow the spirit of your character to breathe and live through your body.
Because
you are the vessel, right?
Yeah.
And so you have to be spiritually connected with yourself as the source and your character
that is
too.
Amazing. Yes. It's a demanding job though,
it
I won't
really
lie.
Is.
Tell me about your character on The Color Purple.
Okay, so I played Celie on The Color Purple.
Big responsibility.
Yeah. I guess you're saying big because, well, you know, Celie is the leading
character. Only that, but I mean, there's so much responsibility with her character, having read the book and the things she goes through.
Oh yes.
So I think it's big in that manner.
Oh yes, that there's a lot to carry and there are important messages to relay through Celie's story.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And I learned a lot of spiritual lessons through embodying Celie. I learned a lot about the signature that I actually came up for myself shortly after playing Seeley, owning your magnitude.
Yeah. Like What does that mean?
Owning your magnitude is basically about understanding your inner workings as a human being.
Okay.
And accepting yourself for who you are, acknowledging the experiences that life has brought you, and just basically and shamelessly being yourself, being authentic, being connected to your authentic voice, and learning to express yourself in a way that influences others in a powerful and positive way that that empowers people and inspires people to be better versions of themselves. That's what owning your magnitude is, and that is what Seeley does in The Color Purple. I mean, she starts off really timid and she feels like she, you know, her voice is silenced in the world that she comes from. It's based in the 1930s, and it's rural African American circumstances, and she's a woman, so she's not really empowered, she's not educated, but you know, and she goes through physical abuse, through emotional abuse, sexual abuse, and she comes out of those circumstances as a winner, a victor, but not in like a proud big way that Sophia, you know, who was played by Oprah Winfrey and in the South African version by Neo Motaung. It's not like Sophia, who is outright out there. Seeley is more of a victim, Seeley has to overcome the victim mentality, and when she does it, boy does she shine. Boy is she in her element.
What did that do for you? I mean, having to walk through that kind of experience, knowing that there's somebody who's going through this right now, who's went through this before, what Seeley has went through, what did it do for you?
Well, I've been through some of the things that Seeley has been through.
Okay.
You know, not in I don't share the same context as the character, right? Okay. I live in the age of information, where information is easily accessible, and I have a stronger support system.
Yeah.
But yes, there was a tremendous amount of pressure, knowing that there are many Seeleys who have come to watch the story in the audiences. Many women in our South African context have experienced the same ordeal and hardships and pain that the character Seeley has gone through. So what I had to do as an actor was just to tap into my own personal wounds, which is not easy. And having to do that for a whole, you know, audience to witness is
it's actually really painful. It's like you're re-traumatizing yourself.
Not so much re-traumatizing, but more like just remembering your personal wounds, and allowing that to be a source of inspiration to feed you in a scene. You know, you never want to allow yourself to be like too triggered or traumatized by the job.
Wouldn't it help though if you were sort of like in the pain in the moment, you know, feeling it a lot more?
Okay, so you're in the pain, you're feeling the moment because you're remembering you know, some of your own personal wounds. It even works with joy. You know, you're in the moment, you're happy because you're allowing a memory of your own personal life as an actor to influence how you approach the scene. But you leave it there on the stage. You don't take it home. You know, you have to definitely draw that boundary. And that's exactly what I'm going through my character, the character that I'm currently playing now, Mabula on the throne on Mzansi Magic. Now, she is the complete opposite of Seeley. She is unapologetic. She is crazy. She is brave, very courageous, and oftentimes, sometimes rude. But you know, she gets what she wants. You know, She knows what she wants. She gets
not trying to have people get in the way.
Yeah, she's a firecracker. She's a fighter.
All right, amazing. I've got Didi Kunal, actress in studio. We're having a conversation about The Color Purple, The Throne. We're going to get a lot more into The Throne a bit later. I'm going to play a song just to take a little bit of a break, and then we come back, we'll speak about The Throne a lot more. You've worked with some amazing people, so I definitely want to know your experiences on set.
Yes.
Make sure that you get in touch with us. It is at PowerFM987 on Twitter at Mpumim2. Here's some... music for the grown and sexy on Power 98.7. Montel Jordan with Get It On Tonight. I'm not trying to say you should do it, but I mean, honey, if you're in the mood, hey.
Get not, yours.
I am not stopping you. Are you on Twitter? Are you on social media a lot?
I am. Recently I've been paying a lot more attention to it. Before I just felt like it just took a lot of my time, but now I know how to manage it
Yeah,
you got to give yourself an hour or two. Okay. I know some people are probably listening like an hour a day on social media. That's nothing. Yeah.
Because you're on it all the time. It's on the go. It's on like our generation.
It's immediate.
It's immediate. How are people receiving you on The Throne?
Oh, wow. You know, I'm so fortunate because I remember being so nervous about how Mabula would be received because I've never played a character of her temperament and nature before, but people are liking it. People are relating to her. And I think it's because she comes in and she really tries her ultimate best to protect her brother, and I think that is a quality that anyone could relate to. If they have a loved one who's in a lot of trouble and they want them to sort of get out of that trouble or succeed, she's such a supportive force. It's just the way, it's the manner, you get some people who are just, they have good intentions, but woo.
A high to sharp.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and I also want to ask, who are you working with? How has the relationship been? And what moment have you had on set where you're like, is this me? Didi Kunal, is this you?
I mean, I'm working with a lot of established actors who, have been working in the industry as actors for decades.
Yeah.
Now going on 2 to 3 decades.
Yeah.
Some even more.
Yeah.
And... I I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to be around such seasoned actors because I feel as though I learn from them every single day.
Yeah.
In every single scene that I get to at least observe them perform,
yeah,
I'm picking up on a lot.
Mm.
So as a young actor, that is a very beautiful experience that you want to find yourself in. I'm a person that, loves to learn, that is highly observant, and that is just also very contemplative, and I just like to feel like I'm taking new things in every single day. I have a thirst for knowledge. So being in that kind of environment where you're with professionals, and I guess I could call myself a professional
absolutely.
Too, but
you know,
we're on the up and coming, and it's nice to see people handle theirs.
Who has blown your mind away, Didi, specifically?
All of them.
Well, maybe that one moment, one person that you can think of off the top of your head that people watch The Throne would love to know your personal experience, something you watched and you went, why sharp and tired?
Okay. But then now I feel like I'm about to, I don't want to be in a position to choose number one because everyone is exceptional. But I have had, performances and scenes with Kagiso Modupi and Mposi Bing and even Peter Mashiro that were really strong and that were really inspiring that left me quite shook quite honestly, and that left me felt like, wow, this is what acting kind of feels like. This is this is what we call being spontaneous, being in the moment, listening to another actor and feeding off energy in a sincere and organic way.
So you guys were in synergy, you guys were
yes, and that is what you really want because that's where the magic happens.
Amazing. Now I want to know, because we're about to wrap up now, but people that want to watch The Throne, when does it play and what time?
So The Throne plays from Monday through to Thursday at 7 p.m. on Mzansi Magic Channel 161.
Okay.
Yes.
And what else are you busy with besides the throne? I know you're a content creator.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm I hate like putting out my plans. You know, sometimes you just want to kind of like work on the low. But for
exactly
now,
you, yeah.
I'm working on a radio drama.
And what language
and
English?
So, Gastwana and English.
Okay, great.
Yes.
For some reason, I love hearing radio dramas. Venek.
Yes.
They are just amazing, Venek. They're just on another level. Subject, maybe, of what it's about, just a little bit.
So, all I can reveal for now is that the subject matter is really about Black consciousness.
Great.
And but then dealing with this theme in a way that is, you know, not boring and not
okay.
preachy, but relatable to both old
okay.
and the young.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Something that is empowering for Batho ba Bantsho to listen to beautiful reminders of our worth, our capacity as a people, if we unite and
okay.
work together.
Okay, great stuff. What do you do on a Friday night like this on a normal day?
On a normal day, I will probably be with my sister.
Okay.
So
just,
me and my sister are really
close. They said their spins are really boring and I didn't believe
it. I'm not boring. I wouldn't say boring.
Do you
club? I hate the club.
You see?
But that's not boring. Okay, I would rather go out to a bar or
Great
to
Day.
A movie. Like Great Dane.
Oh,
there we
course.
Go. Now we're on the same vibration.
Look, but you went to Vit, so I sort of know exactly
yes,
the kind of vibe
yes,
you want to go to.
Yes, yes,
because
it's the Brahm life.
You want to be comfortable. You want to discuss theories.
Yeah, you don't
want
to be in your heels and like be in your freak. I feel like the freakum dress is for a specific
okay.
time and day. Like not every weekend,
okay.
guys.
Yeah, too much, né?
Yeah.
Too much. Where do people get a hold of you?
I mean, you can find me on Twitter.
Okay.
And yeah, my handle is at @DIDI_KHUNOU.
Okay.
My Instagram is my name underscore my surname. So
okay.
Didinte _KHUNOU. All right.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That's
so amazing. You have
Thanks.
Amazing energy. I sense a
you
book.
You have amazing
out.
Energy.
I sense a book coming out one day. I sense
I'd love
masterclasses.
I sense workshops. What else? What else can
Grown
we dream up
stuff.
Of? TV shows, but on the producing aspect. Who
absolutely,
knows?
Absolutely. Yeah. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you, love.
And
Thank
I can't
you.
Wait to see what else you've got
Thank
next.
Thank you.
Have yourself a fantastic career.
You too.
Awesome stuff.